Christ Jesus. Oh, I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka. And I appreciate you guys out there. Seriously, I do. We appreciate you. The team is very grateful for all of you that track with us, that go with us, that walk with us, walk alongside of us, you know, share that which is going on with you. And, you know, I mean, you obviously see what's going on with us because, you know, we're pretty open about things too. But, oh man, you know, life and the journey and our time here, it's an experience. You know, it is something that God intended for us to have. With all the ups and the downs that are there, it is something that God intended for each and every one of us to go through. And to go from a place of, you know, experiencing what it is to have separation from Him, to then go forward and progress towards unity, oneness, consummation with His Spirit, and His presence overflowing your life. You know, why He would do that with us? Well, you know, part of His plan, part of, you know, the experience that we would have here, part of us understanding, too, the depth of the love of God. You know, sometimes people don't realize how good they have it until they experience what it's like to not have something. For example, you don't know how nice it is to have running water until you don't have it. I'm speaking to you from my disaster management days, which Lord only knows if I'll be involved in that stuff again in the near future or not. But you day in and day out, you know, the bulk of you guys that are listening in, you enjoy the benefits of something like that. And yet, if one day, one moment, you didn't have that, you would all of a sudden appreciate so much of what it is to actually have something as simple and as basic as running water. You know, actually, water is a necessity. Water is an absolute essential for life. You can be lost at sea, and if you don't get fresh water, you're just going to dry up, and the salt is going to strip it all out of your body, and you'll be dead quick. You know, it doesn't take a long time for somebody to die of exposure. So you realize after a little while just how much you need something. But because it's there all the time, and you feel it all the time, and you experience it all the time, you don't necessarily appreciate what it is that you have. And you know, for us, we experience for a window of time what it is to be separated from the Father. We experience that. We know the pain of that separation. We know, we understand the agony and the consequence of sin, and how much that just kills your hopes, kills your dreams, kills your body, kills your mind, kills it. Just, you know, with sin, this scripture said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death. You, when you sin, every time we sin, something dies. Every time. So with sin, something dies. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, we exchange death for life. But once you've known what it is to be experiencing the separation from Him, there is an eternal gratitude for what you have once you come into a relationship with Him. When Jesus was at the banquet and the woman came in and saw Jesus and came and wept at his feet, washed his feet with her tears, and poured the perfume on his feet. And Jesus, he saw that and he felt that and he sensed, and all these other people were judging this woman and judging Jesus, by the way, because they were like, all right, this man, there's no way that he's, you know, how can he be a prophet? He surely he would know the kind of woman that's touching his feet. And Jesus said, he was like, look, you know, use the analogy of the story of two people that are forgiven debts, one forgiven the much larger debt. Who would love more? And the guy in his thinking, responding, said, hey, probably the one that was forgiven the larger debt. And Jesus said, yep, you're right. And this woman, you know, though her sins are many, they've been forgiven. When she experienced the forgiveness of God, that her debt of sin was wiped out. Just like you and I, all of us, when we came to Christ, the blood of Jesus we found was sufficient to pay whatever our debt was. No matter how big, no matter how big it was sufficient to pay it off. And that's why too, let no man judge you. Let no woman judge you. Because when they judge you, they judge the blood of Jesus. When they judge you and say, no, 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 you're not redeemed, or you're not quite right, or you need to still do this to be okay with God, what they're saying is the blood of Jesus was not sufficient to pay your debt. That the blood of Jesus is not valuable enough to pay for what you've done. Now, when I put it in those terms, they're like, no, 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 but that's what you're saying. That's what they're saying to you. If they would judge you, let me tell you this once and for all. The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to pay the debt for not just your sins, but the sins of the whole world. And when you've experienced the love of God, when you've experienced that life-changing power applied on your behalf, and the redemption that comes from being taken from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, from sin and death into life and peace, there's a gratitude that just overflows your heart. And you know, I think all of us had to experience that. We had to experience and know what it was to be broken, to be separate, to be alone, to feel the weight of what it is to not have that connection. So that when you have a true one, when you have a true link, a true relationship, that for you, you it's the treasure. It's that treasure of great price. And you will sell everything, and you will leave everything in order to have and to receive and to achieve that. Because you know what it is that you now have. You know, I like it too, the way that, you know, some friends in Hong Kong put it. Good, wonderful friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, all connected with Jackie Pullinger, who's an amazing woman of God and been a good friend of the families for a long time. Guys that have been on that side over there in Hong Kong, saved out of tremendous addiction. And God set them free by His power and by His Spirit. Incredible way that people are set free from the bondage of addiction to drugs. And for them, that story of the pearl of great price, they also there see it too as they were that pearl of great price found in the field. And God, in Christ Jesus, left everything and sold it all, let it all go in order to receive and to achieve that. We were that pearl of great price. Oh my gosh, you know, I tell you, the mystery and the revelation of the love of God in our lives and how He loves us. The depth of His love. You know, when you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, you don't want anything else. You can't have anything else. You won't be satisfied with anything else. That life-giving, sweet presence of the Holy Spirit that flows into you, flows through you. Once you've had that, you long for it. You long for the things of God. You long for the presence of God. You cannot have anything less than Him. You can't have anything less than the true Word. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let the man that is satisfied not think that he shall receive anything from God. To the hungry, even the bitter tastes sweet. But those that are full loathe honey. You know, when somebody's hungry, when they really want that true connection and that true relationship and that which God truly offers them, when they want that, they won't be satisfied with anything less. That husk of dead religion will never satisfy their soul. Likewise, you know, when you pursue it, when you hunger and thirst for righteousness and you go after that, if you ask and seek and knock, you find it. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You know, we live in an incredible time. And once you are starting on that path, go for it. Go for it with all that you are. Go for it. Go for everything that God has for you. Embrace it 100%. Embrace it with the struggle. Embrace it with the pain. Embrace the revelation of who you are and just the breaking of the person that you once were, and in order for Christ to be revealed in and through you, go for it. Go for it. Just go for it. Just say, all right, Lord God, I'm all in. 100%. Whatever it takes, let's go for it. You do that, God will take you somewhere. You go all in, you give 100% of yourself, of who you know, to 100% of the God that has been revealed unto you, the Lord Jesus Christ will take you far. But just don't withhold anything. You know, I push for you guys, and I pray for you guys, 100% all in, nothing less. You know, and that road, it may not be easy, all right? But it's simple, and there's joy and peace along the way. But also in the middle of that too, God will put in you a depth of character, an understanding, a maturity, an understanding and a revelation of who He really is. That you will walk through this world with confidence, in a true understanding of what is actually going on and God's call and purpose for your life in your generation at such a time as this. And that's what the world needs right now. It needs people that know the time, know the hour, know the season, and know what God's call is for them. You need to know what God's call is for you. Not somebody else's plan that you get to fit into. No, you need to know what God's call and purpose is for you, for your life, for your existence, for your time here in the earth. Because this much I do know is the plans of God for your life are incredible. But the way that you access them is 100% all in, nothing less. You put all into Him and God will open up all to you. He came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So access that abundant life this day and be blessed in that which God has for you and the things of God. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Also, you can reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, and you will find us there. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.